I'm going to give you my number. We should hang out.
Yeah.
My boyfriend will be worried about what happened to me. So, friends?
Yeah, why not? Is this always how you make friends? Like it's a business deal?
Yeah, actually, it's just my style.
Okay, it's quite unnerving, but it's good. In fairy tales, love inspires you to be noble and courageous, but in real life, love is just an all-purpose excuse for selfish behavior.
I don't know if you are actually cynical or just a super crazy romantic cheeseball.
Okay, here's the deal. Daniel Radcliffe continues to differentiate himself from his Harry Potter persona in the new film, What If? Here he falls in love with a young woman played by Zoe Kazan who agrees to just be friends when he finds out she's in a relationship. While it should strike a chord with fans of independent, more hipster rom-coms, I couldn't get past the selfishness of the female character who insists on having a friend but refuses to allow romantic feelings in. Sure, there's a lot of truth to this, but it's self-centered emotional bullying that I've never been fond of. Kazan has a harder time breaking out of her manic pixie dream girl persona than Radcliffe has escaping Harry Potter, but overall they work well together, and at least Adam Driver's supporting character lends some fantastic comic relief to the mix. What If gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.